AP News, I'm Haya Pinchwani. President Trump is threatening to go after Iran's civilian infrastructure unless a peace deal is reached soon. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president said yesterday talks aimed at ending the war are going well.
I think we'll make a deal with them, pretty sure. But it's possible we won't.
And this morning writes on social media, if one is not reached shortly, the U.S. will wipe out Iranian power plants, oil wells, the Karg Island oil export hub, and potentially even facilities supplying drinking water. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This year's men's NCAA tournament is down to its last four participants. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
The Final Four is set. Illinois will face UConn and Michigan will take on Arizona next Saturday. The Arizona-Michigan game is a matchup of top seeds. UConn, after a 19-point comeback for a 73-72 win over Duke, is seeded second and will play number three seed Illinois. The Huskies beat Duke with a three-pointer from the logo with 0.4 seconds left by Braylon Mullins, who grew up just outside of Indianapolis. Arizona is the early favorite to take the title game next Monday in Indianapolis, according to BetMGM Sportsbook, followed closely by Michigan. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Four astronauts are getting ready to blast off on humanity's first trip to the moon in over half a century. In an AP interview, John Tribe, a propulsion engineer on the Apollo mission, says Artemis II is just as exciting, but a different program.
Apollo program was, we're going to go to the moon, we're going to land, and we're going to bring men back safely. And, you know, we'll bring a few rocks back with us, but that was basically the Apollo program. Artemis, of course, has a whole different agenda. You know, it's it's to establish an outpost on the moon.
This is AP News. TSA agents will be paid soon, but it may not mean immediate relief at airport security lines.
Hours-long lines at airports persist as TSA workers wait for those paychecks now that President Trump signed an executive order so that they can get paid during a partial government shutdown. TSA officer Johnny Jones at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, who is the secretary treasurer of the TSA union, predicts pay will make a big difference.
But until that occurs, you know, I mean, it should all come to an end pretty quick.
But he says he's been fielding calls all weekend from members who have concerns about just how much pay they will receive, considering they've gone without for so long.
The immediate feedback from employees is a lot of people are going to be missing significant portions of their pay because their payroll is just all jacked up.
Nearly 500 of the agency's almost 50,000 officers quit since the shutdown started, according to DHS. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Pinchwani, AP News.